Hello and welcome to Apprendre l'anglais, advanced lesson number 12. Bonjour et bienvenue à Apprendre l'anglais, leçon avancée numéro 12. Je m'appelle Thomas, je suis américain et au travers de ce podcast, je voudrais partager avec vous un peu de la langue anglaise. Today is Thursday, November 27th, 2008, and we're talking about Thanksgiving and current events in America. Les leçons avancées sont entièrement en anglais, alors elles sont vraiment pour les personnes qui ont déjà étudié l'anglais un peu. Quant aux autres, ne vous inquiétez pas. Alors, commençons. Let's begin. Today is going to be a little bit of a more informal episode than usual, and I'd like to start out by just wishing everyone, at least if you're listening to this on Thursday, happy Thanksgiving. It is an American holiday, but you can go out and celebrate it in France if you would like. A very traditional way we celebrate Thanksgiving in America is by getting together with our families and eating. It's a very common thing to do to celebrate in America is to eat. Turkey is one of the most common things we eat on Thanksgiving, but there are other traditional foods such as cranberry sauce, stuffing for the turkeys, lots of rolls and things. It's just a very more traditional food, traditional American cuisine. And I'd like to also kind of describe what Thanksgiving really is. I think it's talked about in other countries to some extent. Some people have heard of Thanksgiving, though they may not be very familiar with it. But it's almost a misunderstood holiday, even in America, simply because what it celebrates is it's very inaccurate in all reality. Now, when Christopher Columbus discovered what was to become America back in 1492, he was actually, you know, he left Spain, in Portugal, excuse me, and he sailed west. And he thought he was going to get to India, because at the time, no one knew that North and South America existed. And so he got to what he thought was India, and he met people, and he actually called them Indians, because he thought they were from India, which makes sense. Well, he was wrong. He didn't actually get to India. He landed somewhere, it's actually one of the islands more in Central America, but he landed on an island down there and called these people Indians. To this day, they are often called Indians, which does cause some confusion in the English language, because for people from the country of India, they're called Indians, but you'll often hear people say Indians to refer to people who lived in America before Americans. Another term you do often hear used for those same people is Native Americans, meaning people who were in America, you know, first, before we got here. And then, of course, you also hear Native American Indians, kind of a combination term of the two. I don't know which is more accurate, because they're really both not that accurate, and I think it's best to, if you really want to be correct, to refer to them by their individual groups, such as the Cherokee or the Sioux or whatever particular group of Native Americans you're referring to. But anyway, Thanksgiving is a holiday that basically celebrates the first winter that the original Pilgrims survived, thanks to the Native Americans, or the Indians as they were called at the time especially. And what happened is, after several years of explorers, several countries in Europe sent over pilgrims to make colonies in America, or what was eventually to become America. And these pilgrims got over here, and they were prepared for life as it was in Europe. Well, the climate is different in America. The weather is different. The geography is different. Everything is somewhat different. So the same foods wouldn't grow, and everything was very difficult. And that first winter was especially harsh also. It was very, very cold, and more people were dying. And the traditional story, this is not completely accurate, but the traditional story of Thanksgiving is that the Indians came and helped the first pilgrims to survive that first winter, and they showed them how to grow foods such as corn and different things like that in order to allow them to survive. Well, it's not that accurate, especially if you look at when we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's at the end of November. It's always on a Thursday. And, well, it doesn't make much sense because it's not even winter yet. Winter doesn't start until sometime in December. So it doesn't make much sense as a celebration for surviving winter, which, of course, implies that winter is over. But anyway, it's a celebration of giving thanks now. This is what it's turned into. I would also like to point out that I call it an American holiday, but when I say American, I really mean North America, the continent of North America, because of course, you know, 4 centuries ago, when the colonies were first being founded, there was no such thing as the United States of America. There was no such thing as Canada. And the Canadians actually also celebrate Thanksgiving. They do theirs in early October. I honestly do not know when the exact date is, but they also celebrate Thanksgiving because, of course, Canada and America, especially at earlier times, do share a lot of history. And so I think that's interesting that we actually share a holiday just with Canada. I think a couple of the island nations as well celebrate it, but it's primarily considered an American and Canadian holiday. And nowadays, it's a holiday where people focus on giving thanks and being with family. People like to talk about what they're lucky to have. People are thankful for their job and their family and their friends. And it's a time for people just to sit back and think. Of course, that's not all we do. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of eating, of course, going on. Thanksgiving and Christmas, which, of course, we'll discuss in another month, are two of the biggest meal times in America. And there's also some very famous football games on Thanksgiving. There's always at least a couple really good football games that play. I plan on watching many of those tomorrow. I really like Thanksgiving football. It's very exciting and energetic, I would say. And there is also one other tradition for Thanksgiving that, well, actually the day after Thanksgiving, that we will get to in later part of the podcast. One other thing I would like to discuss though right now is something else that's happened in November. November 4th, every 4 years in America, is Election Day. And this year, America has made history by electing Barack Obama to be our new president. He will take the presidency in January, and we will discuss that more as the time comes along. But he has made history in several ways, but the most media-covered part of it is, of course, that he is the first African-American to be elected president of the United States, and I think this is a very exciting time for us. He has already, in fact, made a lot of news. He has been working since he got elected to try to make some changes because, unfortunately, right now, America is having some difficulties, primarily economic. There are a variety of reasons for this. I am not an economist. I do not know the individual reasons, but we are not doing so well right now. Sales of everything have gone down, and the economy is falling in general. A lot of it has to do with what's called the credit crunch or the credit crisis. Credit being the ability to purchase things without money, for example, through a credit card or a mortgage on your house or a loan from a bank. And mortgages are one of the big problems right now because a lot of people are doing what is called defaulting on their mortgages, which means that they are not paying them. They have taken out this mortgage, they've used it to purchase a house or a car or whatever, and then they're not paying the bank back. And the bank loses the money, and then this causes problems for the bank as a business, which produces an endless vicious cycle of problems where everyone starts to lose money, businesses don't get as much business, people lose their jobs, so businesses get even less business because people have less money to spend, and it's a vicious cycle that has very bad potential consequences. And since we are in such a time of crisis right now economically, President-elect is what we call him right now, President-elect Obama has already been attempting to pass several bills in Congress to provide for new jobs, to help the average American with their taxes, and to just try to stimulate the economy. And it's a little unprecedented because normally when a president is elected, they don't do much because they don't actually take the office until January. They get elected on November 4th, but then they don't take the office until January. But because the nation is in such an unstable time right now, he's trying to go ahead and pass some new laws and get things rolling so that when he takes the office, things will already be happening and he doesn't have to wait for everything to start. And I think this is really amazing. I think it's a very interesting time in American history, in current events. There's news every single day, politics, the economy, everything is changing. And it's a really good time to watch the American, to just watch what's happening in America. It's, if you ever are interested in seeing how our country operates, this is the time to watch it now, because things are happening every day. One of the things that I have noticed recently, this is, I think, very unexpected, is that gas prices in America have actually gone down again. About, we'll say 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, gas prices were under $2 per gallon. And this was fine. You know, they went up a little bit now and then, but they weren't going up a lot. But then all of a sudden, well, around the time we went to war in Iraq, the gas prices have started going up, and at some points reaching over $4 a gallon in many areas of the country, and in a couple parts, such as California, actually hitting $5 per gallon. And so more than 200% price. And so it's been quite expensive to buy gas. I have a car that's very gas efficient, but not everybody does. And so it has become very expensive to get to work, to go shopping, to do anything. And I think this is part of the reason we are having these economic problems right now, because the economy was not prepared for that. But I don't know why. I genuinely don't know why. I'm not an economist, like I said earlier, but gas prices have started to fall again. They've now reached around, I think I paid $1.89 per gallon the last time I filled up my car, and that's incredibly impressive, because just 2 or 3 months ago I was paying $3.80, $3.90 a gallon, so it's really a good turnaround. And it really couldn't have come at a better time, too, because what I was talking about earlier, there is one other tradition with Thanksgiving that is very economic in nature, and it actually is the day after Thanksgiving. Like I just said, Thanksgiving always takes place on a Thursday. Now, the day after Thanksgiving is, of course, a Friday, and it is called Black Friday. Black being an economics term, meaning in profit. If a market is in the black, that means the market is profitable. And so the idea behind it is that this is the day that stores go into the black, that stores finally get profit, because the day after Friday is the biggest, the day after Thanksgiving, that Friday, is the biggest day for sales in America. Out of the entire year, the Friday after Thanksgiving is the best day to make a sale. And the reason is because retailers offer the best prices out of the entire year. You can buy things, you can get deals for 50% less than the normal price, sometimes more. It depends on the industry and the market, of course, but you can find amazing deals, and a lot of them are actually all-day events, too. People start to shop at 3 or 4 in the morning on that Friday, and they will camp out outside a store that they know is going to be selling an item they want at a certain price, and they go in at 6 o'clock when the store's open, or at 5 o'clock. Stores often open earlier on this day, of course, and they purchase that item. Now, this particular year, a lot of merchants are not selling things as much as normal, simply because the economy is not in the best state. But since gas prices have gone down lately, everyone is hoping that that will continue to stimulate Black Friday sales and make them be more like normal. So this is what typically happens for Thanksgiving for the average working American. You know, you work Monday through Wednesday, and then Wednesday, or maybe Monday through Tuesday, but we're just gonna say Monday through Wednesday, and then Wednesday night, you go and you get with your family and you drive to see somebody's parents, you know, the wife or the husband's parents, and you know, you stay there, and you know, the whole family is there, maybe aunts and uncles or brothers and sisters, cousins. A lot of people go to the same house, eat a big meal in the morning, watch for lunch, you know, about maybe 1 or 2 o'clock, watch some football in the afternoon. A lot of people, you know, have traveled a long time, so people catch up, talk, and visit with each other. And then, you know, you go to bed at a little early that night because the next morning you're going to wake up at like 2 or 3 in the morning to go shopping. Of course, not everyone does this, and this is just kind of a typical example, but that's the American Thanksgiving, and it's just a time of year. It's about a month, of course, before Christmas, so people are getting ready for the holiday rush that is Christmas. People are thankful for what they have and their jobs. Unfortunately, this year, some people have been losing their jobs due to the economy, so hopefully, you know, with President Obama coming up soon, with all the progress he's been trying to make, we'll actually be able to see some changes. Personally, I am hopeful, since he has been showing action. You know, he has even said that it's going to be a hard road, and the worst may be yet to come. And, you know, he said we may make some mistakes getting there, but we're going to get there. But I'm just, his confidence is what is inspiring to me, because he's going to get in there and do something. You know, he may make a mistake here and there, but he's going to get in there and do something and get this country back on track to where it needs to be. So hopefully this economic problem that we're having right now will go away in the next year or two. We can get jobs again and, of course, better prices. And hopefully gas will stay cheap. I know it's very expensive in France. Thankfully, I never had to drive. I always took the bus. But you know, hopefully it will stay cheap here. So whenever you visit, you can buy cheap gas. But anyway, that's all for today. Like I said, it's a little bit of an informal show since it is a holiday. And I'm recording this on Wednesday nights about 11 o'clock my time, which is about 6 a.m. in France right now. So it's already Thanksgiving for everyone over there. But happy Thanksgiving again to everybody. I know I've been a little bit behind for the last month or so in the shows, but I do plan on starting to getting them out there again. And thanks to everybody for listening. If you have any questions for me, you can go to the website, www.anglaispod.com, ANGLAISPOD.com, and you can find the email address, forum, other contact information there on the website. So go out and eat some turkey for Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.